The bargain hunting is just beginning. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Holiday shoppers were out in force on Black Friday.
My girlfriend, I got to get her just about everything. My mother, just about everything, so a lot of stuff.
But just how much will shoppers spend this season?
Retail spending overall is expected to go up from last year. And not from folks buying more for the holidays, though, but from the higher prices caused by inflation. So folks are spending more and coming home with less. The good news is that major retailers have a lot of excess inventory they are trying to get rid of. A lot of sales have been going on for weeks.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. They're not only shopping in Georgia, they're voting.
Voters in Georgia can start heading to the polls starting today to decide the key Senate runoff race between incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The runoff is scheduled for Tuesday, December 6th. Still no suspect in Idaho. Nearly 2 weeks after the stabbing deaths of four college students, authorities are keeping much of the investigation under wraps, but they have revealed that two similar stabbing cases appear to be unrelated.
The FBI does have a mobile forensics unit here in Moscow working through a lot of physical evidence taken from the scene. There is also an elite behavioral analysis unit working the case, and it's likely they have already come up with a profile of the killer and shared that with investigators. It has not been released to the public, but police insist there's a reason for that.
Fox's Dan Springer. The cell phone belonging to the Walmart supervisor who carried out a deadly shooting this week is shedding light on the massacre. Police say Andre Bing purchased the gun just hours before the crime and left a note where he cited grievances against people in his life. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In several parts of the country, COVID-19 cases are ticking up. Infections are on the rise in Florida, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. That's according to the Mayo Clinic. COVID wards are also making a comeback at hospitals and nursing homes. The increase in COVID cases and other respiratory illnesses have officials in one area of the country strongly recommending masks.
Los Angeles County, right now, officials there are strongly recommending that people wear masks in public places, and they do so after a rise in COVID cases. COVID cases on the daily average for local cases are about 50% higher than they were just 4 weeks ago. So they've seen a surge there. They're taking some steps, but they're not going to mandatory mask wearing yet. And a lot of health officials say, because not just of COVID, but also when you factor in the flu season, it might be time for people to start considering on their own to begin wearing masks again.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Two more buses carrying migrants have arrived in Philadelphia. 71 asylum seekers reached the city yesterday. Texas has been busing migrants as border towns cope with an unrelenting surge. Philadelphia's mayor calls the busing an irresponsible political stunt. A New York man has gotten into some trouble near our southern border. Carlos Guzman was charged with human smuggling after he was found transporting four illegal migrants, also in Texas.
Thanksgiving Day, Texas state troopers and border agents stopped an 18-year-old from trying to smuggle migrants in a neighborhood in Mission, Texas. They located three migrants in the brush trying to get to Houston.
Fox's Christina Coleman, in addition to human smuggling, illegal drugs like fentanyl are pouring over the border. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.